Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. One of the most frequent topics of discussion with our clients are office actions from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And I think you'll see why in just a moment. A office action is a letter or email issued by a examiner at the USPTO after the initial review of a trademark application has been done. The office action may cover both procedural and substantive issues, and it is really the meat and heart of the application process. And we not only are asked about office actions all the time from clients and potential clients, they are at the heart of what we do with the trademark registration process, because overcoming substantive issues and addressing procedural issues are the critical work that we do for clients to try to get their trademark applications approved. A trademark application, even when it's filed by an attorney, is more often than not issued an office action. But there are some misconceptions. For example, we had a client in the office just the other day, and he wanted to know if receiving an office action meant that the application was essentially dead on arrival, that there was no way for the application to become registered. And that is a misconception, because the office action is really just the beginning of the process. It means that the Patent and Trademark Office has done their initial review. They've made a summary of the issues that the applicant needs to address, and they've put it in the form of this letter or formal sort of legal letter or brief called an office action. And now the applicant gets 6 months to respond and to deal with those issues, to correct any deficiencies, to argue about any substantive refusals, which means a basis for refusal of the application that is more than just a procedural issue, but a statutory reason to refuse the application, such as a likelihood of confusion with a prior registered mark, or that the mark is generic or descriptive and not eligible perhaps for registration. And of course, in this process, it's extremely valuable to have the advice of counsel, and it's extremely valuable to have counsel and systems that can track the issues and the deadlines, because once that office action is generated, the 6 month deadline is a very firm and important date that needs to be addressed and docketed and reminded of throughout the process. And sometimes applications can actually have multiple office actions, as they're sort of a little bit of a back and forth, almost sparring with the examining attorney at the trademark office to see how and whether and in what form the trademark registration is going to take. Office actions are vital to the trademark application process. They are one point in the long and winding road of a trademark registration process. We deal with them day in, day out for clients from around the world. And if you've received an office action, I recommend that you consult a trademark attorney to find out your options. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.